The best new releases of the week. 2010 with Richard Kingsmill on Triple J.
On Triple J, it's certainly been a very popular track over the last couple of months. It's brand new stuff from the Canadian artist Caribou. Odessa is the name of the song from his fifth album, which has got the title of Swim. We talked a little bit about why it's called Swim. We'll get to that in just a moment. Dan Snaith is the guy behind Caribou, and he's made five albums now as a musician. The first two were under the name of Manitoba. He then had to change his name to Caribou because of legal reasons. And he's another one on the scene who's continued to kind of push his sound in all sorts of different ways and also push his live performance in all sorts of different ways. He told me this week when I spoke to him that he is planning on coming back to Australia sometime later on this year with his current live show. And when I caught up with him this week, he was on the road in Amsterdam, and he told me a little bit about what the Caribou live show is all about at the moment.
I mean, it's funny, if you come to the show and look on stage, it looks like when we toured with Andorra, it looks like a four-piece band with two drum kits, keyboards, guitars. But because this album is kind of more overtly electronic sounding, I guess, we had a kind of challenge as to how to integrate all that stuff in an interesting, spontaneous way. So, I mean, like, for example, the drummer hitting one of the drums can trigger something happening in the video projections behind us, or somebody hitting a key can kind of change the effect on somebody's voice. Everything's like so easy to integrate together in a way that makes it really kind of spontaneous. I mean, I get that sense of flexibility and excitement even more so than when we were just a more kind of traditional band with less electronic elements. It kind of adds things that we can do rather than limiting what we can do.
Okay. With that live performance then, are you looking at Australia again? A lot of fans are really keen to kind of see you again because you were here a couple of years ago. Are you looking at Australia sometime this year?
Of course. I don't know when yet, but we'll definitely come and see you for sure.
Okay. Dan, let's talk about this record then for Caribou, this new one, which is called Swim. I guess the title says a lot about what you were trying to achieve with it.
Yeah, I mean, I had this idea right from the start about making music that sounded fluid or liquid, that all the elements are kind of washing around up and down in pitch or volume or from one side to the other, or just in more kind of abstract ways. But the whole idea is that everything is kind of fluid elements. And I guess that's the first time I've actually had that sensation of kind of thinking of an idea in advance, and then the finished product, you know, it resembles that initial idea. This is the first time that I've ever been able to kind of predict what the music will sound like.
Were those ideas hard to execute when you came to recording a lot of this music?
Yes, in the sense that I made a lot of music and a lot of it didn't work the way I wanted it to. But I mean, no, in the sense that whenever I've tried to realize some kind of conceptual idea in the past, it's always come off sounding kind of forced. And the music that I've always been most happy with has just happened kind of spontaneously. So fortunately, with this album, I've had that sense of spontaneity, but also being able to kind of include the initial idea that I was thinking of.
Yeah, you're less a control freak. You've said in the past that you've been a control freak with the music that you've made. Is part of the process of making this record then, especially given those aims and ambitions, you just sort of, you know, putting your arms around the mistakes that might come along?
I mean, yes and no. Working by myself, there's no kind of deadline to finish anything. So naturally, I kind of come back and revisit things and think, could that have been better? But at the same time, a lot of the tracks on this record, kind of the mix and all the aspects of the tracks were kind of performed in a real sense. So it's a kind of live performance, the way the track is arranged or the way that the ideas fit together. And then coming back to them, I thought, you know, that's what's good about it, is the sense that there's things, it feels kind of unpredictable because it's being performed in a way. And I don't want to go back in and kind of fix all the little details and make it very kind of careful and precise. The kind of wildness about it is what I like about it.
Right, okay. I'm speaking to Dan Snaith, who is the guy behind Caribou. We're talking about the new album, which is called Swim. You have actually said the bands have been less an influence then on the making of this new record and far more of a dance influence. There's a name that a lot of reviewers have been mentioning, and that's Arthur Russell. Has Arthur Russell been an influence, and can you tell us a little bit more about him?
I mean, yes, I'm a huge fan of his music, and I love his kind of position in the musical terrain. I mean, he really was simultaneously in between kind of avant-garde classical music, disco music, pop music, folk music, all of these kind of different areas of music. He inhabited in an equally kind of natural and distinctive way. You know, he had his voice that kind of influenced all of those genres of music, which to me, that's a really exciting idea. And it's a particularly exciting idea about dance music. Dance music's always been kind of very inclusive in a way, and he was this kind of weird character that, and disco music kind of just embraced him.
Mm. Let's talk a little bit about mathematics in the time we've got left, because obviously mathematics is something which is a huge influence on your whole family, it seems like, and you yourself. Do you think music and maths, there's a link there? Do you think about your music in a mathematical way?
Think of my music in a mathematical way. I think that kind of would definitely give people the wrong impression. I don't think about it kind of rationally. It's a very emotional thing. Music is, you know, what everybody loves about music is that it has some kind of emotional effect on us. But I guess mathematics at some point, like along the way, it becomes much more creative. It becomes much more abstract. It becomes much more spontaneous. You get that kind of feeling of excitement that I get also from kind of making music, that kind of feeling of making something out of nothing, just kind of playing around with ideas and something, creating something out of it. So if anything, it's that kind of connection, the kind of excitement of creating something, the excitement of kind of taking something that's kind of intangible and making something that it has a emotional connection. I mean, mathematicians, I think people think of them as being very cerebral and being very rational and emotionally cold. But in my experience, the ones that I've known, the kind of passion that they have for mathematics, it is a very emotive process for them doing mathematics. So in that sense, maybe there's a similarity there.
Okay. Well, let's end by talking about one specific piece, which is a terrific piece from this record. It's called Leave House, which I think is a wonderful piece. First of all, let's break it down a little bit. Is that a flute at the start of the track?
It is, yeah. It's a kind of a loop of a flute that runs the whole way through the track.
Yeah, it's a beautiful sound. Tell us about the genesis of this track then and what you were trying to achieve with it.
So I guess it's kind of started based on that loop, which I thought was the kind of rhythmic pattern underneath that loop, that beat and the flute. And I just thought, if I was in a club, I'd want to hear this loop over and over and over again. But I guess it's kind of a good example of a track that's both simultaneously, influenced by dance music and repetition, but it also carries a lot of things over from Andorra. In some sense, it's also a pop song, and it's got a kind of verse and a chorus and all these things that are kind of composed. For me, it feels like a really natural hybrid of all the different things I've ever done, more loop-based music and dance music and more pop-based, kind of psychedelic pop kind of music. It feels like all that stuff is in there.
Best new releases of the week, 2010 on Triple J.